All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to Friendly... That was wrong. Welcome to Friendly a Daisy podcast, a podcast where listening is acceptance that you've willingly allowed us exclusive access to your likeness. So don't be alarmed when you have Interpol knocking on your door after a man with your likeness smuggled 10 kilograms of Skittles into the country up his secret brown suitcase.
Brown suitcase.
It's a secret brown suitcase, Dave.
Yeah, secret. Don't tell anyone.
My name's Andy.
And I'm Dave.
And together we're here to...
change all your fivers to £10.
Ooh, that's a good little magic trick. How'd you do that?
You look in your brown suitcase when you go abroad as the foreign department, or is it the foreign, you know, foreign affairs, part of their list when you go away. Take your passport, take extra cash in your secret brown suitcase.
What was I watching? I think I was watching Ludwig with Lady Andy when I thought of something like that, right? And I was typing it, and I was kind of just making it up as I was typing it. And when I got to secret brown suitcase, I had to, you know, like when you're at a point where you have to like stifle a laugh, where you're like just holding it in, you go like. I reckon we can normalise that phrase.
Yeah, secret brown suitcase. Yeah, it's normal, man.
Like, because I was going to call it rusty sheriff's badge, but that's what you always call it.
Yeah, that's just the normal. That's the normal one.
Right, that's the medical term.
Yeah.
Before we were recording, and I didn't answer you on purpose because you've got a nasty habit of doing this. You try and have a conversation with me on recording night before we're recording.
Yeah, but this one's a bit irrelevant because obviously of how far in advance we're doing it.
No.
Okay.
Before we started recording, you dropped a bombshell on me. I'm going to Wales tomorrow.
I'm going to Wales.
What are you talking about? Oh, is this for the rugby?
To Wales for the rugby.
Ah.
We are going to watch the Springboks v the Welsh butt.
What is this? Is this like a World Cup or something?
No, so they have autumn internationals. They basically... three or four southern hemisphere countries come and play three or four northern hemisphere countries in like a round robin, three games each sort of thing. It's just like a, because international teams don't normally play each other unless they're in tournaments, and it's something that links the two tournaments together now. Hello?
Sorry, I fell asleep for a bit.
Fucking hell. I know you hate football, but rugby is acceptable. It's a gentleman's game.
Absolutely. Right. I don't care.
I'm going to be there in the freezing cold, because how cold has it dropped lately?
Yeah, it's been well. We've had snow.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, that was lovely for half a day and then the rain come back.
Well, yeah, there is that 100%. Yeah. But yeah, did you get out by you as well?
Yeah. Sakal hit. Sakal disappeared. Livonia turned up. Then Namask turned up afterwards.
Typical English weather, man. Just all over the shop. When's this episode coming out?
After the last interview.
So next one's then. Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah. I was going to wish people, our American audience, a happy Thanksgiving, but that was last week.
Oh, shit. We interviewed, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, well. Fuck them. Hope you enjoyed your turkeys, you bastards.
Your turkey bums. how was the editing of our longest interview ever?
I've not even started it, man. Like, as of right now, obviously, dear listener, I've edited it. It's out there. You've hopefully listened to it and loved it, shared it with your nan, etc.
Yeah.
But at the time of recording, I haven't even started because it's so fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting it off. It was such a great episode as well, but I've just got a lot to do on it, so I'm just putting it all off. What will happen is I'll do a little bit of it. I'll get maybe halfway through, and then Thursday night I'll be like, right, I need to do this now because it's coming out at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I need to session this.
Yeah, I just need to, like, get in my pants, turn all the lights off, put some lo-fi music on, and crack on.
But I feel that DayZ has been slightly overshadowed this week.
Last week at time of recording, Week before,
week
maybe?
Week before last, 2 weeks ago.
Who was we talking? Yeah. Was it Armage Zed? We're talking about time travel maths. Like, we can't
do it. Time travel. It's hard. It's impossible sometimes. But yeah, a new game has hit and everyone's playing it. Have you played it?
What are you talking about?
Stalker.
Yeah, I know you're talking about it, but you're not telling people what it is.
I'm not. That's why I'm asking if you've played it, and then I want you to go, yeah, I've played it, and then I want to, then we want to be like, hey, it's Stalker.
Oh, okay. I wasn't getting that.
Alright.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I've played it yet or not.
How do you not know that you've not played it? Because you don't know what it is.
At the time of airing, I don't know.
Yeah.
At the time of recording, no, I haven't. But oh, I intend to.
Actually, yeah. Oh, so do I. I just watched someone stream it. He's one of my guys that I watch DayZ stream. But he's probably known as the King of Stalker on DayZ. And it is Erno from Jarno.
Okay. Does it look good?
Yeah, all good. It seems good. It seems really good. I've been watching it. I think the boys on the Discord are addicted to it, though. Do you think?
Yeah, Wes is loving it.
I mean, there's someone who's, he's like, I got paid early, I'm paying, I'm using all my food money on it.
Yeah, who's that, Mark?
Yeah, all my food, I can't eat for a week now, but fuck it, I'm playing games.
He's a skinny bastard anyway, that's why he's so skinny, he spends all his money on games.
Yeah, I just buy skins. A 2-pinter of full fat milk and drink that, that'd be my weekly.
He just sits in his corner till it turns into yogurt and then chomps on it.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Hello, before I make myself sick, shall we crack on with the intro?
Yes.
I'm actually working on getting that intro and some other like synthwave stuff up on Spotify, etc.
Okay.
I've been tinkering around with some of the songs. I've always said that I wanted to finish some of them before like uploading, of course. But I've been doing that for the last couple of days and just having a little old Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Like doing your our theme tune song and stuff.
Yeah, well, the theme tune one's good, but there was a couple of others on there that just needed a little bit of attention. But yeah, it's like pretty much very nearly done. And then yeah, I'm gonna get that uploaded. I reckon I'll be able to get it up like this year.
That'd be cool, man. Because I'm gonna actually had a little thing. Like when I'm streaming, there's a lot of times where I spend it AFK, quickly shooting downstairs and stuff because people seem to knock at the door. Inconvenience. It's just sod's law. I was gonna do like your music in the background and like a slideshow of different pictures and stuff.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, Frobear's on Spotify anyway, so there's loads of lo-fi stuff. But anyway,
yeah.
Right, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, we are.
Now, we're in Song About DayZ.
We are.
And this episode is an episode that we've kind of done before, but we're doing it again because we're lazy boys.
We are very lazy boys.
But this is the beauty of DayZ, where you can pretty much talk about the same thing because you speak about a different aspect of that same thing, right? Now, this episode is all about way back when. I can't even remember what episode it was, but I think it was called something like Things That Just Don't Make Sense or something like that. And we spoke about, like, why do cans of drinks spawn in the polytunnels? And, you know, stuff like that, right? Like, that just fucking doesn't make sense. And now, we know, we've got a list of some new things that just don't make sense.
With the new Sakal map, it's just added to that.
Yeah, I've got a couple of Sakal-specific ones, but then most of them are just generic DayZ things. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
And some of them have been pointed out to us during stream.
Yeah.
Some about during just normal gameplay with the crew.
Yeah.
And some I've just thought about when I was asleep. No, I'm joking.
I'm gonna start off and until this gets sorted out, if we ever do another one of these episodes, it's going to go in there as well, right?
Yeah.
Why on earth can we still not stack bandages?
Yeah.
Huh?
And wouldn't you think that it'd be implemented as well, as I believe maybe the maker of that mod maybe works for Bohemia?
I have no idea who made that mod.
I think it's Mike.
Mike doesn't make mods.
Doesn't he? Or I think he knows the person who does, though.
I don't know.
But either way, it needs to happen.
I love the level of research we do on this podcast. It's just fucking dire.
Oh, mate, I have had no time to do much research. I have been working from like 10 in the morning till 10 at night driving. So
that, doing... I'm not going to lie, Dave, that sounds like an excuse.
Well, not really. This has been, we've been getting some proper good data on, I've been driving a vehicle, but via an internal camera, and I can't see out of a natural window. I'm driving it on like screens.
That's mad. Do you use a Xbox controller?
No, I am steering wheel and brakes like a car. I'm inside the vehicle. It's moving like normal. We've been at to close off all the venues and stuff and drive in case I plow into them. But actually, we've been doing load. They've been making like an assessment course for whether the drivers are good enough to drive. I passed it. You do it three times. I grazed one cone on my first go, never touched the cone on the next time. I've got a little system where when I go past a cone, I count three Mississippis, then I turn, because I know the vehicle's 8 meters long. I can, you know, three Mississippis on one tick over, it's fine. I've been absolutely bombing it around the cross-country circuit, especially when it's night. The thermal imaging is amazing. But
I don't want to get into it a little, like, too much, but I've seen some of the thermal imaging from the active war that's going on at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, aside from all of the political side of it, some of the tech that they're using is, yeah, some of it's incredible.
War is a catalyst for either two things, weapons and technology and medical innovations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, less of that, more of this. Why the fuck can't we stack bandages?
Oh, fucking bandages, man. Come on.
I mean, does
if you
it
can
make...
stack rags, you can stack bandages.
Does it actually make sense, though, stacking a bandage?
No.
Oh.
Not really, because, like, but only part using a bandage don't make sense either.
Yeah, because bandages are like one whole, like, isn't there like a Velcro bit on one end or something that sticks to itself?
On some bandages, but some of them have this like weird, like it's elastic, so it can be used as a type of tourniquet. Like we call it the Israeli bandage, as the Israelis come up with it. But the ones we use in the army, big pad, big elastic like stuff, to, and then this like little pin that keeps it all together.
Oh. Hey, I've got a medical question for you.
Okay, that's syphilis.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, sir, man. That is syphilis.
Sir, that's syphilis. If that's the green stuff that comes out the end of your knob, that is syphilis.
Oh, is that what it does?
No, I think that's gonorrhea. Yeah, it's gonorrhea, that one, man. The green and white stuff that comes out the end of your knob is gonorrhea.
Oh, is that a genuine thing? That's,
yeah, it's a genuine
disgusting
thing, man.
That is like wiener bogies.
Yeah, slightly more sinister than wiener bogies, but yeah.
I just have to make it. I have to give it a cute nickname so I can be okay with it.
I think the rumor is that Napoleon died of syphilis, but hey.
Was it Capone did, didn't he? Was it syphilis?
Al Capone. I thought it was Napoleon. I don't know if Al Capone fucking
Bro,
died of syphilis.
Bro, listen to me. Al Capone died of
Napoleon. Cardiac arrest.
No, yeah. And he had neurosyphilis.
Yeah, neurosyphilis. So where you get syphilis, it can like fuck around with your brain. Yeah, if you've ever caught it before, so it's quite sinister to get it.
He had like green willy pus in his brain.
Yeah, it's sitting there.
That's disgusting. Anyway, my medical question is: I cut my finger, right?
Yeah,
and then around the nail, it kind of blistered up and got really rank.
Mm-hmm.
And then the skin, it's all healed now, but then the skin got really black, right?
Yeah.
And I was wondering, and I also felt really, you know, when I was ill?
Yeah.
I feel like, did I have an infection?
If it was warm around your cut and it got red, yes, you probably did have an infection. Did it give you the man-aids? No.
So it went like, I've got like a weird callus now on my finger, but it's like kind of coming off. And yeah, it just made me feel, obviously I felt like I had a cold and shit, didn't I? I don't know whether I just had a cold and
no, you
I
had
cut
a cold.
My finger.
And it would have brought down your immune system slightly because you would have been fighting that infection in that area, so it wouldn't have been able to fight a cold. It's a bit like fighting a war on two fronts.
Yeah. Yeah, because it got like, and it was even hurting on the other side of my finger where the cut wasn't.
That's your
like
vagina.
But it was really weird. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Okay.
Anyhooza. I hope your finger's better though, mate. And you're back in the game.
I'm back. It was my fingering finger as well, so.
Finger ring. Lovely.
Right. Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on to something else.
Yeah, I got one. I'm gonna steal it from Wes. So it's not really my one. It's Wes's one. It's probably on your list as well. When your player isn't wearing anything, they're wearing like this full body like nighty thing that you can't see any ink. Or you're all together, but there's no socks.
So where are the socks?
Where are the socks in DayZ? Do we just put fucking shoes on? We just like that. I wonder why we get cold feet in fucking Namask and Sakau.
That is a bit mad. And the whole universe of DayZ, they must simply have not have invented socks. I reckon that's where they went wrong. So when like in the whole multiverse type scenario, right?
Yeah.
There was a point in time in our world where someone either invented socks or they invented something that would lead to the destruction of humanity and turn people into infected, mindless walking drones. Now, Dave and...
okay.
Dave and my world, and you guys listening, that person invented socks. in DayZ world, it led them down the butterfly path effect, the butterfly effect path, whatever, of somehow fucking the world up with the infected virus. Because you don't find socks anywhere, do you?
No.
Like, you can't even see them.
Yeah, I mean, they're just feet gloves, and you have gloves.
Why don't actual socks have, like... Well, I guess you don't need them. Doesn't matter.
What, toes, things? I want to get them socks. I've had a set of trainers that are like that, though. I've had a set of trainers that had, like, individual toe things. They were like a Nike barefoot thing. They were fucking lovely for the gym. They were amazing.
I've just searched for socks in the Steam workplace. Windstride's clothing pack does come up, but I'm just going to have a look and see whether there are actually any socks.
I don't know why there would be.
Yeah, he's got like flip-flops and socks.
Oh yeah, I've seen the little like Japanese flip-flop and socks thing. Yeah. That's a mod.
Right, so, okay.
But
I mean,
thinking about it logically, though, like maybe because they're only allowed to have one type of item on that area, gloves were picked for the hands and footwear was picked for the feet rather than socks. And maybe it was too hard for them to incorporate that.
Yeah.
A double layer
thing. I get it in real world, but it doesn't make sense, Dave. It doesn't make sense, and it keeps me awake at night.
Yeah, but we're going on that same track, and you don't have like a shirt on underneath your big down jacket. You just have your silly little beige pajama still.
Yeah, I think we might have covered that in the last time that we did this episode, like things that don't make sense. But
yeah, I
agree. Like, why can't you wear a shirt and a down jacket?
Yeah.
Extra madness.
Extra high, like extra best.
Yeah, some of the combinations of headgear as well, like interact with each other or they like fuck each other up, which doesn't make sense.
Weird one that looks like it goes over like the neck. And you're like, oh, that's cool. You can't wear a shemag. You're like, what?
But you can't wear, you can't wear a balaclava and night vision goggles. Like, what? Or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're like, what?
But why?
But why?
Now, I get not being able to wear like sunglasses and night vision goggles. That makes sense.
Head torch and sunglasses. I mean, it's a bit counteractive, but you should still be able to wear them.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what would be good?
What?
Nah, that's just night vision. I think I just reinvented night vision by accident.
If you could see in the dark with a battery powered thing.
I was thinking, like, what if you had, you know, you get that tactical torch you can have on your helmet.
And on your pistol and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, if that was like infrared.
Yeah.
On my vision, right?
It'd light up in front of you.
No, but yeah, and then you had like sunglasses that could see that light.
Like an IR sunglasses, yeah.
But then that's just night vision goggles.
That's
isn't
just
it?
Night vision, bro. Night vision is IR, man. Because the guy doing the test the other day, he was in IR mode and I was in just normal thermal energy instead of the IR mode. And he's like, can you see that big light to your left? And I'm like, nope. He's like, why? I went, because I'm in thermal imaging and that is a LED light that's not giving off any heat. He's like, true.
I'll shut up now.
I will stop talking.
Is it like, black and white?
No, you can change it to fusion. So you can set the colours. You can have like black thermal or white thermal, or you can have green IR, blue IR, red IR. You can change it all. It was fully customizable, this one. It's actually a very good system.
Giving away trade secrets or military secrets.
No, they're actually a civilian company trying Yeah. You can buy this sort of stuff normally. Like, there's loads of these airsofters that have this sort of stuff. They love it. Tryhards. Oh, sorry, man.
Whoops.
Whoopsie, did I say that out loud? I mean Happy Camp. Where you have the finest dentists as he's pulling out his head.
Another, right, so this is one that we spoke about while we were playing, I think we were streaming the other day.
Yeah.
And you asked me, what did you ask me? Can I cut a hair like a rabbit? Can I cut a rabbit with a shovel?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no, you can't. You can't do that. But why?
You can only bury it. But you can cut rags with a shovel.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry, that's what I meant to cover there. You can, like, cut rags with it. So it's clearly semi-sharp.
Yeah.
But you can't fuck... I mean, I expect to lose a lot of that meat. I'm not saying it's going to be as sharp as a hunter knife. And then why can't you put a sharpening stone on it and make it sharp?
Yeah, it just brings it back to not at worn anymore. So you just,
Look, it makes it sharp and then it gives it a different use. Like, you can use it as a knife.
Yeah. I mean, you've got that little... small military shovel now that's like one of the best like things, but you still can't cut up stuff with it.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Like, you would genuinely be able to do that.
Yeah. I mean, in all fairness, I always get quite annoyed that you can't use certain things to cut, like, with. Like, I'm like, crowbar. Like, crowbar is easily... You could cut things with a crowbar very easily, you know what I mean?
Do you reckon?
Well, if you had a massive cow and you wanted to get some meat from it, you'd probably get, like, two horrible steaks from it.
Yeah,
but
you'd
fucking get it if you were that hungry.
I was breaking down a pallet yesterday with my crowbar, and it was pissing me off because I couldn't get the end of this crowbar into the gap to pry the board off because it was like so thick. Yeah, I'm just too thick. I can't fit into tiny gaps. I couldn't fit into that tiny gap, right?
Okay.
I think I would have a massive problem trying to skin a fucking hare with a crowbar. What are you talking about?
What? No.
Yeah.
No, you just fucking maim the thing. Just keep hitting it until little bits of meat cut off and make your own little... You'd make your own little kebab thing on a skewer.
You know what? If Jasmine still listens, she's going to hate this episode.
So's Sauerkraut. He loves foxes.
Oh, well, I've got something... I've got a bone to pick with foxes.
Yeah.
Why is fox meat not poisonous?
Yeah, why is it not cast as it's like a fake predator? Oh, look, you're not predator enough for me.
Oh, you're odd.
Or not so odd. Do you know what I mean?
The rule was predator meat has heavy metal poison in, right?
Yeah, because it goes around and eating
the rabbits.
Animals. Yeah, the rabbits and the chickens.
But not fox meat.
Not the foxy man.
Maybe in this alternate reality, in this alternate universe, right?
Yeah.
Foxes are all vegans.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, we solved that one.
Foxes are vegans, except they want to go for survivors only. Are we
running away, carrot tops?
they
don't attack us.
They still bite you, but they still bite the fuck out. Oh, you mean foxes themselves? Oh yeah, they do run away. And they don't eat other rabbits.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I was talking about wolves in my head. I had wolves in my head there.
You have wolves in your head.
I'm in your head.
What was that? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf. The big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? British people know where that's from.
Yeah. He hoofed and he poofed and he signed the eviction notice.
Dave, that was Shrek.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Where was that song from, Dave? This is a British quiz. This is British citizenship test.
Oh, that's Little Red Riding Hood, the film.
Oh.
Don't worry, I don't want to be a member of Britain anymore. I'm out.
Do you want one more go?
Fuck that shit, I'm out, man. That was so long ago, I can't remember.
Oh my God, do you want me to tell you or not?
Yeah, tell me.
Do you want me to tell you, or do you want everybody in Discord to tag you, telling you what the answer is that this episode comes out?
I'll forget and won't even care, I'll just mute Discord.
She ever watched Gladiators as a kid?
Yeah.
Right? There's Wolf. Do you remember Wolf?
Oh, yeah, I remember a guy called Wolf. I don't remember his fucking theme tune.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf. The big bad wolf. It's very creative.
Very wolfy, man.
It's very wolfy. All right, enough about wolves and foxes.
Enough about wolves and foxes.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
We spoke about clothing, didn't we? Do you remember we spoke about clothing and ruined clothing?
Yeah, I spoke about ruined clothing.
We don't understand why, if you put something down, or if you take something off, like your jacket or your backpack, if you take it off when it's ruined, you can't put it back on.
Yeah.
Now, I get the word ruined means it does not work anymore, right? It's fucked, it's broken, it's there's no repairing it. It's ruined, it's gone beyond repair. Yeah. However, up until the point you take it off, it works just fucking fine.
Yeah, 100%. Like, and even if, like, you've got a ruined top on, and it must be in the same condition as when you pull it into your hands, you could probably put it back on. It just, you won't be able to repair it IRL if you had a ruined, like, set of rags. It would still be better than not wearing anything, but you can't put it back on. It's like, no.
What makes a backpack ruined? Do you know what would be
great?
The straps. Yeah, but it works whilst it's on you until you take it off, even though it's ruined.
Yeah, it's just hanging onto you with gravity, and as soon as you take it off, fucked.
It would be great if you had a ruined backpack, or trousers, or a shirt, or whatever, and randomly you would, like, lose one item. Like, it would just drop on the floor.
Drop out, yeah. Do you know what? That should be another episode we do later on. Like, things that we should put in to make it more IRL.
Things we hope BI do not implement.
Yeah, we hope they don't implement, but it would be so funny if there was, like, an IRL, like, modded server.
Yeah, that's insane.
Because I got a load of stuff I'd like to implement.
Well, start writing it down then. We could do an episode on it.
Yeah, definitely. Why can't you craft rags out of certain clothing, like the CCU jacket and the peacoat? What, is that extremely thick that I can't cut through it?
I get annoyed with the peacoat because I can never remember that I can't cut the peacoat up until I try.
It's such a basic bit of clothing that you can find everywhere on the coast, you know what I mean? That you think, ah, this is easily cut up. You go, oh, fuck. This is awful.
You can't do the bomber jacket either, I think. Actually, I don't think you can do most jackets, can you?
I don't think you can do most jackets. Hunting jacket, I know. Hiking jacket, you can.
Yeah,
you can. I know that. I've cut them up before. Bomber jacket, no.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to go... What? Right. How come... You can't cut a pea jacket, a pea coat, but you can cut jeans.
How can you cut jeans, man? They're fucking nails. People use them to ride on bikes and it saves their life.
Yeah, I mean, it saves their legs, yeah.
Yeah, man, you're wearing jeans on your arms, you're fucked. Like, you're going like triple denim. You're like fucking denim trousers, denim like jacket, denim shirt. You're fucking bike rider, aren't you?
I see, you're bulletproof. You're Iron Man.
G-Man. Denim man. Calvin Klein denim man.
Yeah, that pisses me off so much. And hats as well. You can't cut hats up. I mean, I get that, like a baseball cap. You're not actually going to get many rags out of a baseball cap, if any. You're not going to get anything, are you?
Yeah, but beanie you could, or radar.
Yeah, absolutely. Abso-friggin-lutely. And BDU trousers. Why can't I cut them up?
Any BDU stuff you can't cut up, can you?
Nah.
I don't think CCU you can do jacket either. BDU. It's like, army stuff's not that thick, actually.
No.
I used to go for a set of trousers like once every couple of weeks, like, when I was in the army. Like, it was like the clothing store's worst nightmare.
It's because you kept getting crotch rockets. It was wearing out your zipper.
Worn out. My zipper. Caught my tiny little bivy bag bell end on it.
Yeah, no,
you can cut up a rain jacket. But
yeah,
you can't.
Red jacket
cut,
gives you,
but then you get your
armbands. Yeah.
Why can't they be rags? Coloured rags. All your rags, even if you cut up things that don't make sense, we'll go back on the clothing. Things that you cut up a red t-shirt, you get white rags. Like, what the fuck?
We said this on the last one.
Yeah.
But I do get cutting up a rain jacket, you shouldn't be able to get rags from. So rags, you can wrap up so they soak up the blood on your arm, right? Wherever you got shot. That's the idea of it. If I tried to do that with a rain jacket, that ain't doing fuck all.
No, it could be used as a tourniquet.
Which is why they make armbands, I guess.
Yeah.
Ah, science, bitch.
But what about the flag, bitch? How comes you cut the flag and all of you get the symbol on your car?
Yeah, what a flag. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of you get that same symbol for that one big flag. It was one big symbol. Now you get five mini symbols.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense either, does it?
No, that doesn't make sense at all, man.
I really like that mod where you can have the armband on both arms.
Yeah?
Yeah, so you can like combine... I think you have to combine two armbands together and it turns into like a double armband.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because it's great. Like, if you're not... if you can only see the right arm of your other player and they're like side on to you profile-wise, then you can't see the armband.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
So having a double is way better.
And also, that last Sakal run with Wes, I could not tell where anybody was
armband-wise. Oh my god, I forgot about that. Yeah. So the reason, and I kind of take a little bit of responsibility for that, because you said, where are they? And I said, the other side of the road. What I should have said is in the woods. The reason why I said other side of the road is because I knew you were on the beach behind me, but you had skirted off.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, you know?
I didn't realise you were on that. I thought you were taking the high road up top because you had the sniper. So I thought you'd be on the left-hand side and me and Wes were like on the road. But yeah. So when I saw two people in the woods, I thought, oh, that's Andy and Wes. The other guy on the right is the guy that's not on our team. Let's try and miss all my shots at him.
Yeah, to be fair, you weren't a very good shot when you shot at me.
No.
Must try harder. But I killed one of them, and I waited for half... I looked back on the stream. I looked for that guy for half an hour, and I I couldn't find him. I looped all the way around, and then I thought, right, I'm going to wait at the end here. Just quickly cook up a fire. I was dying. I had no food. I was yellow health. Just going to sit here for 10 minutes, warm up. I even lit a fire, dude. Do you know what I mean?
Did you go to the dead bodies? Did you go to any of the bodies?
Yeah, I didn't go to yours or Wes's, but I went to the guy that I killed, looted his body, got the glow plug from him. But he hadn't looted him, the other guy. I don't know whether he just dipped out, but looking back at that clip from your stream, the guy that I didn't kill had a DMR.
Oh, that's why he fannied out then.
Yeah, so I reckon he backed off maybe... Maybe he was waiting for me to go loot the bodies and I never came. You know what I mean? Can't remember who it was. I think Fryer said, this is what happens when you have two patient people, like in a fight. Like we're both just being super patient.
Yeah. Also, it's just we had a little bit of lack of comms there. So it was a bit of a shame. That's what I sometimes hate about certain servers. Like you don't come up against someone until, you know, you're like later on in the game. They've either got like mega good weapons and they just kill you straight away. So you do all that looting and you just die.
Yeah. Just need to be a little bit more conscious of where people... Like I'm always saying, I annoy myself sometimes, but... It's asking people where they are, like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I knew where everybody was, apart from the 10 seconds before that, because you were behind me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I thought you knew where we were because we were in front of you.
Yeah, so, I didn't have a clue where you were. I had a clue where Wes was. I thought you were still up higher behind us.
I was right behind Wes. I was right behind him. Like, we were like, I was pegging him.
Pegging him. Loved
it. He loved it, mate. He absolutely loves it.
He does love it.
I've got one more thing that doesn't make sense.
Go on,
huh? Actually, I've got two, but I'm going to do just one. Well, maybe two.
Okay.
You know on Sakal?
Yeah.
You know the volcano?
Yeah, we've been up a few times.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Very nice. Lovely.
Who the fuck, in their right mind, climbed a volcano with a chair?
Yeah, that's true.
Who did that?
Who carried that all the way up there, man? That scientist that has a briefcase is mad.
There's a knocked over... If you haven't been up there, there's a chair up there. It's knocked over. It's like a dining chair, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Who did that? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all, man, because he's putting the effort and taking it up there on the top of the volcano and sat there at the top waiting for it to erupt. Like, okay, this is good TV, boys.
Well, I didn't think of it like that. I just thought, like, I can get, like, a static bench. I get that. I can understand that. Who's lugging a dining chair to the top of a volcano?
Yeah, that's a fair point, man.
I'm not understanding that. And I wonder if it's, like, some sort of pop culture reference I'm missing, but...
Yeah. Do you know, there's obviously some things, a lot of things that don't make sense. And one thing I know I haven't mentioned is the layout of certain houses on DayZ.
Okay.
So take the house. There's a small house. It has two entrances. A front entrance, you've got two rooms off to your right and your left. The one on the right has a tiny table and a small stove. The one on the left has a bed, and then you can leave out some little side room thing.
I know what you mean.
On that house does not make sense.
No, it's just like three rectangular rooms, isn't it? Like, yeah, really small fucking rooms as well.
Yeah, why? Your room has two accesses to it, but your bedroom, but your dining room slash cooking facility only has one access to it.
Yeah, it should be the other way around, right? Yeah. Like, why is the bed in the hallway?
Yeah, pretty much the access road. That one does not make sense. Another one that doesn't make particular sense is, where's the eating facility in, like, Double Red?
There's a locked door underneath the stairs, isn't there?
Yeah, but you can't go in it. When are they going to open that DLC?
Hence locked.
when are they going to give us the DLC to take off the bars of some of them?
They'll give us that DLC when they make Sakel free, just to make everybody cry.
Yeah, like the doors that are locked in the sewing factory upstairs.
Yeah, that's it. That's where all the juicy loots is.
Juicy loots is... Sometimes you hear zombies in them, like, fake rooms, don't you? You're like, how the fuck have you spawned
just
in there?
Just stuck behind the wall.
Yeah.
I can have a look. I'll go in offline mode and just fly through there in my God mode camera.
God mode. Oh yeah. What other things don't particularly make sense, right?
I have just genuinely one more left.
Go on, then.
But I'm going to be on the lookout for some more of these for the future, because I think DayZ is rife with this shit. Why? I'll tell you what. Right, a quiz for you, Dave.
Okay.
If I have damaged boots.
Yeah.
What do I use to repair it?
A leather sewing kit.
Wonderful. If I have a damaged pair of gloves, what do I use to repair them?
A sewing kit.
Wonderful. If I have a damaged scope, what do I use to repair it?
Electrical repair kit?
Why? Why?
Maybe because it's optics and has wires in it. Maybe they're saying it's the wires that are the problem, not the glass. Even though it's the glass that breaks when it's damaged.
Exactly. So if you've got a PU... Right.
And how do you fix glass in DayZ then?
So, the only way to fix glass in DayZ is it doesn't leave remnants. You're not using epoxy or some shit like that, right?
Remnant.
There must be glass in that electrical repair kit at the perfect concave and the perfect diameter for every scope in DayZ. And then, why is it in the electrical repair kit? Why isn't there an optical repair kit?
Ooh, another repair kit to add.
And then you can fix binoculars. And why don't when binoculars are damaged, why don't they have cracked glass?
Yeah, what with the hunting scope?
Yeah, what's going on with the hunting scope?
Yeah, I think we brought it up in the last one. But yeah, it's mad. It is mad. Things that they still haven't done. Floating bullet.
Billy the Bullet.
Is he there? Billy the Bullet still there?
Standard. Yep, he's there. And is he? Shelly
There's
Shotgun.
Now Shelly Shotgun.
Wonderful. I hope they never go.
Next thing that's going to happen is old 45 ACP. The Colt's going to have a floating fucking one, or the UMP or something.
Colton the Colt Bullet.
Colton the Colt Bullet. Yeah.
Or we can call him Agent 45.
Oh.
Whoa.
That one just come out. That was the devil inside me.
Holy moly.
Sorry, man. That's
it's getting mighty warm in here. just reminded me of the Office episode. You know, when they go all Southern.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from Savannah, and I speak like I have molasses in my mouth. Well, I do declare.
We should do a stream where we have to stick in character. The in-character stream.
You know, it's just going to be like nine different characters, though.
No, every single time you die, you have to start a new one.
Oh, my
this
God.
One, you start, you go random character. You don't have your custom character. You got to act like that person. So if you come and go, you're like, hi, I'm Florence.
That's going to get racist real quick.
Why? Because you're going to think Geppetto's going to come out. Oh, keep lying to me, Pinocchio.
Bippity-boppity-poo.
Bippity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity-bopp enemies is going to be like, right, let my people go.
This is a podcast first, Dave.
Yeah.
So we finished the podcast, saved it, you exported it, you sent it to me.
Yeah.
And then we come up with something else that should have been in this episode.
Yeah.
So we were thinking about things for another episode, and then we realised the bear does not poop in the woods.
Yeah, bears do not shit in the woods, guys.
why is there no bear shit or like wolf shit anywhere?
Yeah, so you can track them. That's human shit.
Yeah, why? I don't. I mean, this is going to be such a small thing to add in. It's going to be fine. But I just realised we need to talk about poop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all fine. We don't poop. I'm good with us not pooping. But yeah. Why is there no animal poop anywhere?
Yeah, why is there no, like, you can... Oh, that's fox scat. Let's fucking hunt it down.
Fox scat?
Yeah.
then you'd have, like, all the wolves rolling in the fox poo.
Like dogs yeah, do. Dogs fucking love it, don't they? They're just, like, attracted to that shit, isn't they? They're just fucking dangerous. Like,
yeah,
what
Murphy
the
don't
fuck,
give a fuck.
Man? Nah, nor does the girls, mate. They're fucking all over it. Like, oh, fuck shit. Yeah, it's better than shampoo, that.
No, Murphy don't care, man. He doesn't care about fox poo at all.
Oh, he's on it. My girls are on it.
Oh, that's... Because they got like, long hair as well, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it fucking stinks, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how do you sort that? Do you have to, like, pick it out with a nick comb or some shit?
You get him in the shower as long as possible. Trying to keep him in. We use loads of fucking shampoo on them, dog shampoo. And when they get out, we got this, like, doggy cologne. And even then, we have to use it, like, 2 days in a row and, like, brush them constantly.
No way. It's, like,
very pungent.
Oh, man. What is the... Dave, be straight with me.
Yeah?
When you're showering the girls...
Yeah?
And they've got fox poo in their fur...
Yeah.
Have they ever done like that doggy shake and then just flicked fox shit everywhere?
No. They are not allowed to do the shake until they've got all that shit out of them. So like literally they've tried to and I just stop them from doing it. It's like...
I hope one day they do it and a nugget lands on your nose.
Fuck, mate. Good friend you are.
And then all you can smell is fox shit for 2 days.
The worst.
Oh, man.
The worst.
Do you know what else is also weird, right? I've just realised. Foxes, you only ever find them, like, in shit. The grass and stuff. You don't find them, like, in the cities. Or in the towns, do you?
Yeah, you don't find them like that. You don't find the urban fox in the bins.
Like rummaging through the bins. Yeah, like we have that. I have that in my fucking street. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We got bin bag bitches up and down our street as well.
Bin bag bitches.
Yeah, you're not from that Mighty Boosh thing.
Yeah.
Coming in, my bin bag bitches.
Friendly?
Video of the week, week. Video of the week today is brought to you by Friendly. Daisy podcast. So today's video, it's going to be about five weeks old, this video, but I want to make it video of the week. All right, there's been a few hints by Andy over the past couple of weeks, but I've just found some videos that I liked, but this one's popped up and it's called Welcome to Sakao, Daisy by, drum roll please.
Hang on, I fucked up. Drummy.
I preferred the first one.
Skeezertron.
Skeezertron, your video, Welcome to Sakao, is video of the week 109. Welcome to Sakao. It's a good little video. Skeezertron's adventures on Sakao. He was super noob, and this is his journey from super noob, to not so noob, to experience. so many levels of noob.
I hope he's not waiting too long for his. We're doing medals now, aren't we?
Oh yeah, send your address via Discord in general chat. Put your address in general chat, Skeezer, and we will send you stuff.
It'll be fine.
It'll be absolutely fine.
Get off the damn roof, Cletus. Just the... What? What?
Nothing. My dog's being a cunt.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Just the tip of us. We can make it if we try. Just the tip of us.
You and I. Oh, I should have went deep there. I went high.
Yeah, I went deep. But we harmony.
I should put it with a you and I.
So this one came to me. It came to me in a dream.
The tip came to you, did it?
Yeah. Yeah, green and pussy.
Get it out of there. Go to the fucking clinic.
It was like exfoliating a gherkin. It was not nice.
Pickle Rick. Pickle Rick come at you.
When we did our Blue Trail run.
Loved it.
Great, wasn't it? Wonderful.
I enjoyed it.
The whole idea of that run was to start at one end of the Blue Trail and get to the other end. Now, this took us from Nizhny? Yeah, Nizhny. I always get Nizhny and Mogilevka mixed up.
Yeah, I know. In the video, you said Mogilevka.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's funny, though.
Oh, well. Moved from Nizhny all the way over to past Krona Castle, so literally cutting the map in half. And the whole idea was to travel, and we had to move and keep following this path. Now, we found that, you know, that traveling during the day versus traveling during the night, the danger levels are
differing.
Differing, right? Absolutely differing. Now, traveling at night, we felt completely, well, at least I felt completely safe to just run through the middle of an open field.
Yeah.
It was great. I think we actually arrived at VMC when it was dark. I can't remember exactly, or we were heading towards...
No, it's Vibor in the dark.
Yeah, you're right. So you have to run across the field towards VMC and it's daytime. We looted VMC, then we left, and the path then takes you to Vibor. By the time we were doing that part of the path, open field again, it was dark. And that felt way more safer, of course. So it's about being smart with your movements, what you do at what time of day, and how open and obvious you're going to be. If it's daytime and you don't have to follow the blue path trail, then use the hedgerows, use the tree lines, that kind of stuff. If it's nighttime, you can risk getting across the field at night. It depends on the risk versus reward, right? Is your friend being shot at in Vibor and you need to get there as quick as possible? Run across the field. If not, maybe stick to the safer routes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Day and night movements. Just something to consider.
Nighttime.
Hey, Dave. Do you want to play a game of nighttime daytime with me? Oi! Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendly A Daisy Podcast. This was episode 109, I think, Dave, you said?
109, strangest thing.
Holy. Oh, do you know what we've not done?
What?
Or have we done it? Did we do a Community Chronicles in this last 10?
Yeah, I believe we did.
You know I'm going to have to check now.
Yeah, I swear it was like 102 or something.
Oh, it was. It was episode 102. Well done. That had me sweating there.
Yeah, 10 weeks do come faster than you think. So does just your tip.
So does your mum.
Oh, shit!
She's a gusher!
Fucking hell.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man. We've had a decent influx of new people recently as well. So once you get to this point, welcome.
Yeah, and unwelcome all at the same time.
Why are you being rude?
I'm quite nice to people. I welcome them in. Welcome in.
Remember, we need these people to listen so you can assume their identity and smuggle 10 kilograms of Skittles up your bum. No, wait, up your, what is it? Secret brown suitcase.
Secret brown suitcase.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, let's call it there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to join our Discord and...
follow us on YouTube, follow us on Twitch. Check us all out on Spotify and all the greatest of great ways of listening to podcasts like Apple Music. Give us a flick on Podbean. These nerds and carry on.
Oh, it's been so long since we've did a plug, Dave.
I know, and it's like way into this episode and we're plugging hard.
I don't know what we're sitting at YouTube at the moment, but that's what we're focusing on. If you're not subbed to our YouTube, we'd very much appreciate it. We're trying to get 1,000 by 2025. So, you know, if we're over 1,000 and you're not subbed, don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah, just also, we want legitimate ones, unlike our Twitch.
No, that's clear now. They all got deleted.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't take long.
Oh, let me have a look how many we got then on Twitch.
It's like 300 and something. Well, anyway.
Oh, 320. I used to have loads of people. Oh, no.
It's been our pleasure.
It's been all your pleasure, guys.
Okay, so be good. I love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now. As I was saying, like, about this episode coming up, like, things that we would implement to make it more IRL, but they don't. They're not things that we want to actually implement. Okay, you know what I mean?
Things that we hope the IRL don't do.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, it's also another episode.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.